Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Why is it if the government wants to kill all black people, white people want to kill all black people, that the government is so careful about keeping this quiet and there's never big NBC Nightly News specials about people like Dr. Camus Cambon, the professor who gets on C-SPAN and says, kill all whites. Or Khalid Muhammad or anybody, you know, in a big room full of, big auditorium full of people, and he's up there on TV and just says, let's start killing all whites. I mean, imagine if you or I got up on air, and let's say you're black, and you said, kill all blacks, you'd probably be arrested. Or if you're white and you said, kill all blacks, you'd be arrested. Why is it acceptable? Because, look, whites are the biggest section of the middle class. And the elite, no matter what color they are, intends to destroy that middle class, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, whatever. They don't want any money that isn't in their hands. They don't want any independence. They're threatened by it. They admit they are. And so they're going to use, quote, the underprivileged groups to destroy the middle class and to merge everybody together into one giant group on the global plantation, global serfdom. But this guy, this professor, thinks that the retina scanners and the Ritalin are to hold down the black kids. Well, let me tell you, they're retina scanning and thumb scanning everybody, and they're putting everybody on Ritalin, Bubba. In fact, there are higher levels of white children on Ritalin and Prozac. So, see, he's got so much of the picture right. You bet they're trying to kill black people. But his answer is, kill the whites. Should I report? Where should I report to so you can put me up on a guillotine? I mean, you ought to know how guilty and bleeding heart whites are. It's really sick. Because, I mean, I don't have any guilt. See, I haven't done anything to you. Had nothing against you. None of this stuff. None of it. I'm just a person who wants freedom and liberty, and I hate corruption. And I hear Metro saying, kill all white males. I go, that's not very friendly, that's racist, and the local civil rights groups say Alex Jones is evil. These are downtrodden groups, and they actually said it, these are downtrodden groups, so what do they say, kill all whites, above the age of 16? And the liberal groups are out defending this, all funded by big corporate money. Well, so he says, kill all whites, he doesn't really mean it. And so you get a riot going because a couple of toothless Klan people are out in Toledo, Ohio. And black folks go, well, let's just start attacking whites. Here, let's just punch this old white man in the face. Here, let's drag some whites out of a car and beat them up. I mean, look, I got white children, folks. You think I like the fact that it's well known that blacks routinely attack whites in groups down on 6th Street, that it happens all over the country? I don't like it when whites crowd around some black person and beat them up, and I don't like what happens to whites. It's tribal, mindless, animal bull. But, oh, we got lots of black professors that'll be out spouting how great it is. So the minority of blacks that ascribe to this, I got to worry about. And see, now it creates fear. You know, are those some of the blacks that think I should be killed? It's like black folks don't know if white folks are racist. Oh, maybe that's one of those whites that wants to kill me. And then we're all busy fighting with each other while the New World Order rules over us. I played that clip in the last segment. We will come back and go straight to Alice, Jesse, Eric, Emmett, and Philip. And I know I talked for the last hour. It's just there was so much news on bird flu and indictments and Gulf War syndrome and black leaders saying kill all the whites. And, you know, I hardly ever watched TV, but I watched about 2 hours of the Millions More March. That same weekend, I was at the beach. Late at night, they re-aired it. And I sat there and watched it. And there was just a lot of it was just white hating. It's unbelievable. That's not going to get you anywhere. In fact, it's gonna hurt black people. Because a lot of these bleeding hearts are starting to hear what you're saying. They're not bleeding anymore. And we'll be right back, folks. We'll take your calls. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For some reason, John, I keep forgetting to tell you to cue it up. This is the last minute of Dr. Kamu Kambon, former professor at North Carolina State University, activist and bookstore owner. And he says, hey, I found the secret solution. Kill all white people. And again, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I had just heard on the radio a little bitty clip of what he said at the end. I was intrigued when I heard about how the whites are building this total control grid of retina scanning and tracking and everything to kill us. It's a control grid to kill us. Now, he's right. If you actually read the documents, though, it's a control grid to contain and control everybody. And they're putting us on psychotropic drugs to control us, and this is total enslavement. Play that clip, and then I will go right to your calls. Here it is.
I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us.
All
and
right.
I will leave.
Let me just say this in closing, and we'll go to your calls. I know they're going to be all over the map on other issues. understand that when Greece was taken over by the Persians and then by the Turks, they had a racial policy of raping all the women. And they said, it's because you're going to be Turks, you're going to be Persians. The same thing has happened all over the world right now. It's the official Chinese government policy. They went in, they've done it for 30 years, raping and killing the Tibetans. Killing the males, raping the females. They force Tibetan women to marry Chinese men. And people could say, well, see, that's multiculturalism. Well, how dare them not want to marry a Chinese man? And nothing against Chinese, folks. The point is that China knows that's how they kill a culture. That's how they take over, and the liberals are horrified by that. But what is multiculturalism? I mean, listen, before I decided to go down and protest the Daisy Says Parade, I called up some of the directors of it, and I was like, hey, do you believe in Mecha and the race? Yes, we do. Well, hey, you're white, aren't you? Yes. Why haven't you interbred with us? You're racist. We're going to get your women. I mean, the guy's actually saying this to me, and I'm going, well, you know, the woman wants to date whoever she wants, but you know, that's one issue, but to just say, we're going to get your women, we're going to get your race, we're going to take your race down. And I'm going, well, since you put it in those terms, you know, it's like seeing white women and you know, and when they're 15 years old and you know, whatever, going after them, you know, these 18, 20-year-old males, you know, literally, it's in the rap songs. Ha, 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 I knocked up the dumb white, you know, bitch. Literally, it's like we're being hunted or something. It's funny. And the media and Sumner Redstone and the whole culture, it's all up there pushing it, driving it. The old white men, they fund it. You see, they're trying to destroy whites. They're trying to destroy Hispanic culture. They're trying to destroy your black culture. Haven't you guys figured out that when they merge all of our cultures, that none of us have any culture and none of us have any history? And understand, folks, I'm not here saying that, you know, if a white person and a Hispanic love each other or black and white, whatever, don't get married, don't have children. My point is it's being driven. It's being pushed. It's being crammed down throats. It's being, you know, in overdrive. Literally, I call up people and go, what's your parade about? Hey, you're white, aren't you? There won't be white people soon. We're going to get your women. Ha, 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 ha. Literally, I'm on the phone going, what? And so there's this frothing move. And it's the same thing. It's like the Chinese and the Tibetans, or what happened to the Greeks, or what happened to the Egyptians, what happened to any of these groups. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Because I want everybody to live in peace. And I know what the plan is. They want to give us the Hollywood culture, the fad culture. To not know who our grandpa was and who his grandpa was and who grandma was and to not know where we come from and that all our cultures are bad, especially any type of European culture. I mean, there's even been calls to not let people have Oktoberfest or, you know, any type of Polish or German or Czech festivals. Oh, that's really racism. I'm tired of it. I haven't done anything to you. I'm not your enemy. And I'm not going to stoop down now to your level and go join the Aryan Nations just because a sizable group of Hispanics and blacks hate white people's guts, and when they get a flat tire or they get a bill in the mail or when something doesn't go right, why, it's a white man's fault. White people are a tiny group, 6%. The media will tell you 8% is really 6% of world population, and whites will not exist. There will... It may just be a few hundred thousand whites in about 60, 70 years. Literally, people that are what you'd call, you know, pure whites. And everybody else's culture has to be celebrated and loved and worshipped, but I'm sick of hearing how I got to lay down and die. I got to lay down and die because you're the God people. The Hispanics and the Mecha group say they're the cosmic God race. I got the mayor doing a proclamation, Gus Garcia, 3 years ago. Before Will Wynn slithered in, saying we are the supreme God race. And I got it on video. Put it on TV. City Council, they had it on TV. I got to hear the blacks say you're the God race. And Louis Farrakhan say it. And where you got it from, the flying saucer man gave it to you. And the Aztecs say it's a magic pyramid. It's the same garbage. The Nazis said they were a God race, a supreme race. It's just over and over and over again. The Japanese said they were the supreme race. I'm sick of it. The New World Order sits here and pulls our strings and manipulates us. That professor sits up there and says they're putting our kids on Ritalin. Hey, you seen the numbers? White kids are the biggest group on Ritalin and Prozac and amphetamine and psychotropics. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. And so for anybody out there, any black people out there listening who are clapping, you know, just like the people in that audience were clapping on C-SPAN for this black professor, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You ought to, but see, you feel all self-righteous in it. Don't you know that some white supremacist leader who writes books about killing you, well, they did, they'd be arrested, but don't you know that they feel self-righteous? Don't you know they're spouting the exact same stuff? They just changed the name from black to white? Don't you know what you're doing? So don't sit there all self-righteous. All right, that's enough. I said I'd take calls. Alice in Arkansas, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I took off work today to bring you this because I think it's very urgent and I would like to run this by you.
Oh, boy, let me hear.
It's two parts. It's concerning Juan Carlos and then it's concerning President Bush. This can all be verified. I lived in Colorado back in about 2002 and I had a copy of the Jerusalem Post, so you can probably get a copy of this to verify this. Juan Carlos was shown in the Jerusalem Post kneeling down, kissing the stone of Abraham, and they proclaimed him Rey de Reyes, which was King of Kings. And at his coronation, for generations and generations and generations, they were offered the title King of Jerusalem, and all of the generations refused their title to take that. They said, no, 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 this is for one that comes after us. And so they kept turning it down, turning it down, turning it down. And at his coronation, he took the title King of Jerusalem and again was proclaimed in the Jerusalem Post being King of Kings. And so you can get a copy of that. But it's also important to know that over in Colorado, which can also be verified, we have two huge land grants. One is the San De Cristo land grant, which is 100,000 acres, and that's just south of Rosenberg. And then the other land grant is almost the exact same size, and that's buttoned up against the sand dunes, which is called the Luis Maria Baca land grant. Those land grants were also given to Spain. So we've got 200,000 acres of the state of Colorado that was just given as a land grant to Spain. And right in the middle of that, right between those two huge land grants, out in Huafino County, which you can easily verify, and I've already verified when I lived there with the Register of Deeds, the Prince of Spain, Juan Carlos's son, has bought up thousands and thousands of acres as well, even took the county roads, and he's building a compound there.
So well, for those that don't know, Juan Carlos is hooked into the Spanish company that's going to put the toll roads and transponders on all the major Texas roads. I mean,
yes, I wanted to bring that in, but let me finish because this is two parts. It's very, very important, and I'm losing a lot of money today to bring this to you. Okay,
oh, well.
So those toll roads also is a bus route, by the way. If I was going to go to Rosenberg from Arkansas here, I would go through that Texas toll roads there up into that very area of Rosenberg to be let off, and that would have been right where all those land grants have been given to Spain and where the Prince of Spain has bought also huge thousands and thousands of acres. And this is important when you consider that President Bush, I want to bring this in because this is Bible
prophecy. Okay, you can bring it in. Go ahead.
Okay. Bible prophecy says, and I got this from your show because I listen all the time, Fallujah was the first that I heard of the fourth national ID card, which I consider the mark because it numbers the man and it puts you into the world beast tracking device. People in Fallujah were given a choice. You will take this into your hand or be put to death. So I consider that technically forbidden in my religion. And the national ID card is off limits to me. And so they were offered.
No, that was on NBC News. Tom Brokaw, I want it before he retired. I have it on tape. They said if you do not take the card, you are killed.
Oh, now we know. Oh, no. Are you going to break?
Yeah, listen, I don't want you to ever take off work again, okay? I appreciate your call, but we can't be responsible for people taking off work to be able to call into the show. But I appreciate your call. That's very important information, Alice. We got to come back and get to Jesse, Eric, Emmett, Phillip, and others, okay? Because I can't be responsible. Kind of got put on the spot there. I'm costing you a lot of money, so please don't do that again. But thank you.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
We railed against the crown. I am aware of the big compounds that the royals have built in the U.S. and Canada. I'm aware of how much land they own. Queen of England owns a substantive part of Canada, a large portion of the country, large portions of Australia. She owns much of the city of London itself and much of the country of England. Oh, but she doesn't have any power. I heard it on the news, and Juan Carlos will be taxing me to drive down the road here very soon. But so what? You know, royalty needs to do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric, then Emmett, then Philip, then Omar, and others. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Good. Don't mean to get off topic, but I was wondering if maybe you could take a few moments and maybe talk about Lyndon LaRouche and his organization.
I get calls all the time. You ask me what I think of Lyndon LaRouche, and I'll tell you right now. He talks about the elite. He talks about the European royalty. He talks about the big banks. He talks about how they're scamming us. But then he gives solutions that I don't agree with, big government, internationalist solutions. So it's really a false solution, and that's what I think of LaRouche.
That's good. Thanks. I was just wondering.
What do you think of LaRouche?
Around the last election, I had heard some of his people on rent, and I had called to get some of their literature so I could kind of do some of my own research, and they had kind of been harassing me almost since then to send in financial support.
I've got to be honest with you, that's the experience I had about 12 years ago. I just sent off, they said, call and get one of these free magazines, and then they did call us quite a bit. Thanks for the call. Yeah, no, it's, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of the LaRouche crowd. A lot of their solutions are bad. The things they talk about are real. I mean, the problem they address is, that's 100%. But their solution is, like their stuff about Schwarzenegger is spot on, great research. But let's go ahead and take another call here. Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Every time I get my driver's license out, which has my picture on, I see Lyndon LaRouche. I'm balding and I could stand in for the man. Hey, don't fall into the black's trap. You said a statement that you have many black friends. They look at that as being a bigot talking.
Oh, I know. That's because the media has taught them that all basic communication is a racist code. And so saying, I have black friends, just saying people are black, all these groups are supposed to identify racially, but then we, the subhumans, are not even allowed to address them in their racial connotation.
Now, what my call is and my beef is, they say Saudi Arabia is drowning in oil. Some of our refineries in Kansas, Texas, and all are shut down. What are they doing? Are they trying to limit our travel so we're close to home?
Well, there's no debating
it.
We have about 50-plus different memos from three major oil companies since 96 where they bought up and shut down refineries and have reduced their own because they said there's too much oil, there's an overabundance, we've got to covertly shut down refineries to then gouge people. And it's public, and there'll be no Justice Department indictments. Nothing's going to happen. We have them red-handed, and the raping will continue.
Is that to keep us close to home in case when the crash happens, the economy goes kablam?
It's just a basic raping.
Oh, okay.
But according to this black professor, it's only blacks being financially raped. I thought I was being raped too.
Okay.
But
well, Pennsylvania Dutchman.
Yeah, well, listen, Emmett, let's not fall into the trap, though, of saying that all black Americans are hypersensitive and think all the whites are out to get them. A lot of the blacks I know are just hardworking, smart folks that could care less and have got their heads screwed on. But the media and the culture is there to try to turn us all against each other, and I'm not buying into it. But what do you think of that professor saying you and I need to lay down and die?
Oh, my. That's as bad as Hitler at the Jews.
But I want to know why the civil rights groups would defend that type of talk.
Yeah. Huh. Awful.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You bet. And, of course, it'll never work. Can you imagine? I mean, this guy's on TV. We need to start killing all the whites immediately. Well, that's what Charlie Manson said. He said the blacks are going to kill all of us, and so we got to start... We got to start killing whites to then blame it on the blacks to start the race war. So you're right there in bed with Charlie Manson, Bubba. You think I'm going to run around all guilty and be afraid to speak out against you? It's not going to happen, folks. And you know what? We got people across the board. I don't care if you're polka dotted. We got people waking up and getting involved. And they know the enemy is Queen Elizabeth, Juan Carlos, Rockefellers and the Rothschild. Get it in your white neighbor. Give me a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Okay, I am going to go to Flint, Omar, Rodney, and others here in a moment. Wide open phones today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. But let me be clear about the New World Order. It's called divide and conquer. It's just like what they pull in Serbia. It's just like what they pull in Africa. They'll play one tribe off against another. They'll play Catholic off against Protestant in Northern Ireland. They'll play rich off against poor. Feminism, woman against man. And it's not so the woman's going to be free and get more opportunities. It's so, the government's own documents show, they can get everybody taxed, everybody into the system working as slaves, so the children don't have parents, so the state can raise the child. And you know, this professor's right. See, 80% of what he's saying is true. 90%. They want to break up the family. They want to drug us. They want to control us. The whole world is being made into a giant plantation. I have a website called PrisonPlanet.com, folks. The Prison Planet is what's being built. But it's for everybody. And then inside that prison planet, because there's only a few thousand elite, they're going to endlessly play us off against each other, and then they're going to win unless we get past this, unless we have an enlightening. But it feels good. It's tribal, folks. It's built into us in our development to hate the people up on the next hill because we had to compete with them. Didn't matter if their genetics were identical to ours over the next hill, whether they were black or white or whatever. In ancient Africa or ancient Europe, we had to compete with them for caribou and for water and for everything. And so we started raiding each other and fighting with each other and taking each other's women to make our tribe bigger, to beat them next time. The Native Americans did that. That's why the evil whitey, who was just another tribal creature, could come in and defeat the Native Americans, even though they outnumbered the whites 10-1 for the first 100 years of the conquest. Why was that? Not just disease, because you could go up to the Indian tribe, the Native tribe, and pay them off to go kill the next tribe. You'd go to the tribe that was enemies with the other tribe, you'd team up, knock out that tribe, then you'd play the other tribe off against the tribe you just worked with, and then you just keep dominoing right on to the next one. You don't think African warlords didn't do that with blacks? White people didn't invent this. Human beings have always done this. It's called chess, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to go join the white supremacists because so many blacks and Hispanics are openly saying they want to kill all whites. Literally, it's horrible. And just because there's some white racists who don't like blacks, you shouldn't think we're all creeping around. You really think your neighbor's creeping around hating you because you're black? But see, this creates distrust. This creates division. This creates people not getting along. We're talking about bird flu. More and more scientists and top doctors saying it's all a big hoax or big fraud. We're talking about whatever you want to discuss. But we have gotten into this professor, Dr. Camus Cambon. I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but I thought I'd play the clip today. Let's go ahead and talk to Philip in South Carolina. Philip, go ahead.
Alex, a big fan, called in, I guess, once a few months ago. Just a couple of things I was just curious is what other films you have that you're working on right at the moment. And I've done a lot of reading and research myself. I'm at nowhere near your level, but I can compete with anybody I see on the street.
I'm sure you are above my level. I'm not that smart.
I know I take small ones. As far as this research, you've done a lot, been doing it for a lot longer than I have, but I have read a lot of books. A lot of documentaries, and I just think about it all the time because it's very, very important.
Well, how could you not think about it all the time?
Yeah, I totally
whether you're black or white, whether you're black or white, they're going to start forcing vaccines on us that actually reduce our IQs.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I try and wake up people all the time. I give them books. I'm like, here, read this or watch this. And I've had one person actually read one of my books. And the rest, they just keep it for 2 or 3 months. I'm like, give me back my book, you know. But we can't give up. We got to keep trying. I'll never give up. But like I said, I've always got ideas. And I think your website is awesome. It's great. But I personally think, is there any possible way, have you ever thought of maybe putting up a message board where we could all meet up and talk and discuss things we can do?
I'm all for message boards, but they turn into agent provocateur areas.
Yeah.
And they turn into just nightmare situations in my experience. And then, when people are on there slandering somebody and you go take down what they've said or they post somebody's home phone number and say harass them, and then you go take that message down, and then they go, you're censoring me, so I just don't have a message board. Because, see, censorship would be if I went to somebody else's message board and tried to get them to take it down. If somebody sends me a good email, we'll post it. If somebody sends us a good article they've written, I'll post it. But I found message boards just turn into hives of disinformation and backstabbing and mindlessness, and I really don't find them to be too productive overall because there's such anonymity to it that it's a perfect place for the enemy.
Okay.
Anything else?
Just curious what are the films you're working on at the moment, what your plans are. I've got all your stuff.
Well, let me answer that with you off air. I really appreciate you calling and holding, Philip. I was going to plug this after Omar and Rodney because I don't want to make them hold, but I haven't plugged my videos yet today. We're an hour and 39 minutes into this transmission, so I guess I should do it or we won't be here. But my new film is The Order of Death, and it's about the death cults, the Germanic / Canaanite Semitic Arabic death cults that dominate our society and how it ties into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the new footage inside Bohemian Grove that one of the employees shot this year and last year. And it just, it's a great film, 45 minutes long, really high production quality. I'm really proud of it. And then the second part is the cut down, remastered, re-edited, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, cut from over 2 hours down to an hour and a half now. So total, both films, 2 hours, 10 minutes. Not available yet. PrisonPlanet.tv members can see the new order of death right now. We're about to upgrade because there was even another version I did that's the final version. That's not on PrisonPlanet.tv yet for members, but it will be by the end of the week. And I'm also going to put the re-edited, remastered Bohemian Grove up on PrisonPlanet.tv here by Friday. It'll be up on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, for a membership there. But that film isn't even available yet. Then in the next few months, it'll probably be out in mid-January to late January, because I'm going to take my time, is going to be my trip to England, also what happened in Crawford, Texas, and a bunch of other issues, the Katrina hurricane, the martial law. I haven't even figured out the name yet. I got so much good stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how to put it all together in one, say, 90-minute film. I'm going for shorter films, not these, you know, epics. But speaking of epics, it's my best video ever made. It's Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, and it is my best video, heads above all the others, heads and shoulders above them. It covers the police state, how the globalists carried out 9/11, and then part three is the Nazi death cult that controls it. The Nazi death cult that controls it. But you'll never hear that professor talking about that. And how that Nazi death cult is actually for killing most whites as well. You'll just hear him probably even getting funded by the same people out spouting how we should all have a race war. But that's why I love it. I was looking at that Wikipedia encyclopedia, and they've got on there some link. Well, people are challenging Jones because he criticizes Israel occasionally and is against the Federal Reserve of being anti-Semitic. And I don't have time to go to Wikipedia and get on there and say in their thing, what do you mean? I made a film exposing Nazis, you buffoons. But it doesn't even matter anymore. It's just a label they throw on people because they don't have anything better to do. I mean, if I spent all day defending that I'm not a Nazi, or I spent all day defending that I'm not the head public relations person for Scientology, because there's a 50-something-year-old guy named Alex Jones, if I spend all day defending the fact that I'm not Alex S. Jones of the New York Times and NPR, some 65-year-old guy, if I spend all day defending I'm not an industrial magnate named Alex Jones, who's 75 years old from Canada, if I spend all day defending the fact that, I mean, just the outright lies and garbage. I mean, I sometimes whenever I'm tired and don't want to keep fighting, I'll turn on TV and look at all the propaganda and realize what we're facing. Or I'll type in bad things, you know, about myself, my name and bad things associated with it, and just look what people say. Just the unbelievable lies, and it energizes me. It actually gives me strength. Because that means I'm getting the job done. But, I mean, it's incredible. Just the manifest. Now, see, I was plugging videos, but now I'm not. I'm off in some rant. I'm off in some just. It's information overload is what it is, folks. Take a few calls. Then I'm going to get into the news for about 20, 30 minutes, then we'll go back to calls. But before I do that, listen, if you believe in what we're doing, you need to get Road to Tyranny. You need to get Martial Law. You need to get my book, Descent into Tyranny, and Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. You need to get these materials, and you need to get them out to people. And you need to make copies of them. It's that simple. It's so powerful when you do that. I want to commend all our listeners, whether you're Hispanic or black or white or Asian or Martian. Thank you for getting the films. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you. If you've got copies of the films and you liked them, you thought they were informative, please make copies. That's just as important as getting them if you haven't gotten them. Please get Martial Law. In fact, we got discounts right now. I haven't really talked about this. Three of my T-shirts for $30 for $9.95 a piece. And these are made in America, folks, so they cost me $5-6 a piece. You know, like a small cost me $4.50, an extra large like $6 something. So we're not even making money. I just want to get the T-shirts out. Three T-shirts, $9.95 apiece. Buy one for $15. You buy two, I think they're like $12 apiece. I forget, it's on the website. You can get Martial Law, 3 hours long, three films in one. Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, really four films in one. An incredible film, Road to Tyranny. And then American Dictators. All three of those films on DVD for $44.95. I mean, that's like a, I don't know, three of them at regular price would be $75. It's like a $30 discount or something. I got a whole bunch of just out-of-control discounts up on the website on everything. I just want to get this out to people. That's my goal. So please call toll-free. You can ask about the specials and what, you know, what titles there are and what those titles cover. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Take that step. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Get the videos. Or go to InfoWars.com to order the videos off the Secure Online Shopping Card. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, yes, folks, this is how you donate to us. By getting the videos is how you donate to us. And people ask, how can I support you? Order the 10-tape special. Order a 5-tape special. Order the everything special. They got every book and video and book on tape that we carry of by other authors for one low price. They got every film and book I've written or produced for one price. We just, well, there's about, I don't know, there's like 10, 15, I haven't counted them up. There's a whole slew of specials that are only going until January 1st. And I want you to get them and give them as gifts. So InfoWars.com, or don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. By the way, we're going to be upgrading servers later this week, so there might be down for the first time for half a day or something in the last year and a half of operations. We're really upgrading to a super jumbo system, load balance, multi, whatever you want to call it. Let's just say it's a humdinger, folks. It's a fancy fandango creature. But newfangled device. But PrisonPlanet.tv, all my videos, my books on tape, just a bunch of other films, my weekly TV reports, text reports. It's out of control. PrisonPlanet.tv. Omar in Michigan, thanks for holding, Omar.
Yeah, I'm a member of the God race, the human race. And, you know, like this racial hoax thing they putting out to advocate racial strife. People need to back up off of that. You know, you got to think for yourself, you know, because it's like, first off, black people, not even really a people, not in America. They've displaced Africans from everywhere.
Do me a favor. Will you speak up?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, or guys, can you boost Omar? He's just low to me. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know, because, you know, black people are displaced Africans from everywhere. They're not a race. They're not a people. They have assimilated into America, and we practice a culture that's not our own. So, you know, and then for people to be advocating racial strife like this doctor, talking about killing all white people, and these Mexicans talk about killing all white people, then black people talk about killing Mexicans and white people, it's crazy. First off, we have one enemy. That is the globalist New World Order and basically the United Nations. And our whole government is doing all this stuff to us. And it's right there in front of your face. And if you deny it, you're an idiot. That's my comment.
Well, I agree with 90% of what he said. They're putting in stuff to control us. The world's a prison. They want to kill us, but they want to kill everybody.
That's right. They want to kill us all. So it's us against them. And if we can't come together and figure out the problem and provide a solution to it, then we just going to be dead or in concentration camps.
Well,
or take vaccines that's untested.
Well, you're right. Listen, there's a reason that this guy is going to get in trouble for that. I mean, the government is funding this type of stuff. They want us at each other's throats. And
that's right. A lot of these black organizations are funded by the government or people that work for the government. They give them money and stuff like that because if they was, they'd be under my control. If they wasn't, they'd be under my control. But they not, and they not doing nothing to help African Americans.
Well, listen, I think there's nothing wrong with black folks having their own culture. You know, having pride. There's nothing wrong with that. The point is that this is being pushed, this is being driven, and it's very, very dangerous. And I really just can't stand these type of comments because it's going to create tension, and we don't need that. We need to focus on people like Juan Carlos, and I'm glad you agree, and God bless you, Omar. Anything else you want to add?
It's too much to cover in a couple of seconds.
Well, no, you know what? You can stay there. If you got more to add, that's fine. Then we'll go to Rodney in Texas.
No, just with Rodney. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll come back and talk to Rodney. Good to hear from you, Omar. Look, I totally agree with him. Look, I don't care what color you are, folks. As long as you don't dislike me, I have nothing against you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ago, went into Germany, went into Gaul, which is France, and wrote a book about it, how you play off one tribe against the next and, like dominoes, move through them. I have a dream, folks, and it's that we're going to be on distant planets, a civilization that spans across the galaxy. That's God's plan for us, that we're going to have life extension technologies that the human species is going to develop, and that's God's plan. And you know what? I want humans to be able to do that. And as long as we are played with, as long as we're fools, as long as we fall into this primitive garbage, and that's what it is, that feels so good, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. So first and foremost, multiculturalism is a tool to destroy all of our cultures, number one. So that's a poison. Number two, all of this racial warfare strife stuff, that's another tool to turn the rest of us against each other. And it just isn't going to work, folks. We cannot put up with it. We cannot allow it. We cannot. It's like Malcolm X. When he found out that every white person wasn't a blue-eyed devil, because he went to Europe and Asia, when he found out that every, you know, that it was ridiculous, that's when the FBI gave a wink and a nod to a big black organization to kill him. But see, that didn't play into the plan. And I won't be here forever, folks, and neither will you, but our great-grandchildren will. And this needs to stop, folks. The left and the right are controlled. They're there to create more racial strife, not to fix it. Rodney in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. And I agree with what Omar was saying. And also, I want to preface what I'm about to say by saying that I'm like you. I agree with what 90% of what this professor, doctor was saying, but it shows you just how dangerous when you mix a little poison in with a lot of truth, how it can distort, you know, the real facts that he mentioned.
Well, it's like LaRouche. They tell you the problem, but then they give you a false solution.
Right. Now, here's what I wanted to say, and this is something that I noticed, as you may have, Alex, that only a few weeks ago you brought out this tape of Paul Harvey essentially saying the same thing that this black guy is saying, and you even posted the transcripts from Paul Harvey's, you know, I don't remember exactly what
he
said.
Well, I also decried it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he said having black slaves was good.
Right, and that he make no apology for basically what happened to the many Africans and Native Americans.
And see, suddenly it's okay for everybody to talk like this. That's because the elites flip the switch.
And you're exactly right on point. You know, in the case of Malcolm X, when Malcolm X really seen through the facade, you know, of the globalists, the New World Order people, you know, he was no longer useful to them. And now the only minor thing that I disagree with you on is when you say, well, if this were a white person saying what essentially what this black professor said, they would probably be thrown in jail. But we know that's not truth, because Paul Harvey is not generally known as a racist.
Well, no, I know, but he couched it and talked about the past. He did say nuke the Arabs, but he didn't say let's go start killing all the blacks.
But he said he didn't make any apologies for what was done, and basically, to me, that implies, you know, I whatever we do now is no problem with it.
No, Rodney, it's great points you make, and I did, as you know, decry Paul Harvey. I made a big deal out of it. We wrote articles about it. Anything else you want to add? Or?
No, I'm just saying that I
think... Well, stay there. We got to start the next hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.